It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're focusing on Built Together, a 5-day devotional on community. And today, we're going to zoom in and talk a little bit more about being united in love. Scripture comes from 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. You know, if you've ever been a part of a family, a workplace, or a church, you know that community can be so beautiful. But it can also be challenging, right? Because it's so easy to love on people when things are going so smooth. But real love is proven in the moments when relationships just get messy. And Peter wrote these words during a time of persecution and tension among believers. People were really struggling under pressure and disagreements were very common. But yet his message was so clear. It says, love each other deeply, not casually, not when it's convenient for you, but deeply from the heart. The love that Peter describes isn't surface-level affection. It's the kind of love that jumps in and digs in. It just forgives freely and it holds fast even when it's difficult times. And it's the same love that Jesus demonstrated when he washed the feet of his disciples, including the one who would betray him. In a world that teaches us these days to cancel, criticize, and just slap cut people off, Jesus calls us to love radically, to forgive when we've been wrong, to be patient when others fall short, and to choose peace over pride. This is not weakness. It's spiritual maturity. Love is the heartbeat of a community, and without it, unity just cannot last. But when love leads the way, when grace flows freely and healing follows, it allows us to look beyond the differences in opinion, background, personality, and just to jump right in and see what truly matters, and that is Christ in one another. Loving deeply doesn't mean ignoring truth or tolerating harm, but it does mean seeing people through the eyes of mercy. It means choosing reconciliation over resentment. And when we love each other the way Jesus loves us, those walls fall down. Your heart softens and his light shines through our unity. In reflection today, is there someone in your life or your community that you need to forgive or reconnect with? And how does loving deeply cover sin or brokenness in relationships? What would your church or family or workplace look like if everybody just led with love? Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, teach us to love others the way that you love us. Deeply, unconditionally, faithfully, help us to see past the faults and failures and to respond with grace. Where there is division, use us to bring peace. Let our actions reflect your heart so that your love becomes visible in every part of our community. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.